This new project from Cornell Watson includes photos using the segregated Old Chapel Hill Cemetery, the murder of James Cates in 1970, the Unsung Founders Memorial, and the Roger Eubanks community. When he got reviews from the Stone Center's leadership, Watson learned they preferred to exclude four of his photos.
So originally, they wanted to exclude one of the first photos that I showed them was the photo of the Unsung Founders Memorial and the reinterpretation of Silent Sam.
The other photos the university wanted to exclude, Watson said, were a trio depicting protests in support of journalist and prospective faculty member Nicole Hannah-Jones from last summer. Watson said the university's reasoning was that the photos were not part of the story.
I pushed back and I told them that it was censorship.
In a written statement from the UNC Stone Center, leadership said their vision for the project was to celebrate and remember the descendants of Black Chapel Hill. Thursday's statement acknowledged disagreements over the scope and content of the exhibit's story, saying, quote, "There were several, however, we felt ran totally counter to what we were trying to achieve and would detract from the theme." Watson told Chapelboro he believes the ongoing efforts of the Black student movement at UNC are a key part of the story.
I mean, they're part of the university's legacy. They're deeply tied to a lot of the spaces that were included in the photo story. And so I was struggling with how they couldn't recognize how much they were a part of the story.
Watson said the situation weighed heavily on him, but eventually agreed to not use the protest photos while including the Unsung Founders Memorial picture. Around the same time, Watson reached out to a photo editor at the Washington Post. The editor expressed interest in publishing the full story, including the photos UNC had asked to be excluded. The artist said he did not alert the Stone Center that he had submitted Tarred Healing to the newspaper, as he expected it would not be published until after the exhibition. The in-person exhibition was later delayed with a new opening date of February 22nd. Watson's photo story was published in the Washington Post on February 18th. That same day, Watson received a three-sentence email from the Stone Center director saying his exhibition was canceled. Someone sent a copy of the Post article to center leadership. The center then decided not to mount the photos, saying the newspaper article ran counter to agreements on how the photos were to be presented to the public. Watson said he was surprised and disappointed.
We had never had any discussions about the limits of the work outside of the university, ever. There were never any contractual agreements about the work. It feels petty. I don't really know another way to describe it. I mean, like, the photos are there. It's not like people were going to not come because they saw photos on a Washington Post story. If anything, people were going to come because they saw the photos in a Washington Post story.
But this doesn't mean the photos will never be on display in Chapel Hill. Watson said he has received an offer from the Chapel Hill Public Library to exhibit his work. He said he wishes the circumstances were different, but he has no regrets on his approach to his residency.
The work was supposed to happen. Like, I was supposed to work on that and put those photos together for the community. That was supposed to happen. I also don't regret sending the photos to the Post. I don't regret any of those decisions.
In its public statement, the Stone Center wished well to Watson in his future endeavors, especially as the two share common goals in honoring the Black community within Chapel Hill's history. To see photos from Tarred Healing, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.